Lord, what do you want to show us tonight? What are the things that you want us to see that you see? My glory. Do you really want to see my glory? You want to see my heart that I have for you? I'm going to show you things tonight that's happening in the spirit realm that you have no clue about. I've been working behind the scenes for you. Ask me for a memory right now of when I worked behind the scenes for you, where you didn't think anything was going to happen. As I show you time and time again tonight how I've come through for you, I want you to believe that anything is possible being with you. I'm going to open the eyes of your understanding so that you can understand me more. I'm going to help you focus more on me. You know what it starts with? Looking. Beholding. I want you to look in the eyes of Jesus right now. What do you see in the eyes of Jesus? Tell him. See the love that he has for you? You see a smile? You see his acceptance of you, just as you are. Now embrace him. Just wrap your arms around him right now. Now whisper in his ear. Just tell him whatever you want to say. Now ask Jesus to show you what it was like hanging on the cross for you. Can you now see how much he loved you? And he still loves you? And he will love you for all eternity. Put the cross for you. Committed no sin. Did it for you. Just for you. He was punished for you. Rose again, didn't he? He has made a way. There was no way before. Now I want to show you what heaven is like. Ask me specifically what you want to see in heaven right now. As you look up to heaven right now, you're going to see things you've never seen before. Get your expectations up. Ask me to show you something else in heaven. I want you to believe what you're seeing. I want you to believe what I say. My word is believable, isn't it? I cannot lie. I can only tell you the truth. I'm going to show you things in your house right now, in the spirit realm. So ask, and you will receive. Holy angels in your home. You see them? holy presence is there as well. I also want you to smell my sweet fragrance in your home. People notice a difference when they come to your place. Because of your relationship with me. I heard your prayers. Love when you sing praises unto me. Now I want to show you what your city looks like in the spirit realm. Ask away. Now start praying in the spirit and watch what happens. Tell me, what do you see? You hear my still small voice. The word also says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Isn't that true? Your vision is going to be much more sensitive to the spirit realm after tonight. That's my will. Now ask me for one person I want you to pray for right now. Now let me lead you in this prayer. And I want you to see what's going to happen for this person. Now ask me for my perspective of that person you just prayed for. Because I want you to see them the way I do. Ask me to reveal to you how I see you. You realize you live in the spirit realm all the time. You know what the full armor of God is that you have on? You want to see it? Ask. What is the sword of the spirit? My word, isn't it? I'm going to give you scriptures to speak out loud right now and watch what happens in the spirit realm. Word does not return to me void, but accomplishes what I please. It prospers where it is sent. True? Encourage all of you right now to just ask the Lord what else he wants to show you in the spirit realm over the next few minutes, okay? Father, we just thank you that you have shown us things that you wanted us to individually see tonight. And Lord, I just pray that you give every one of us prophetic dreams so we can see even more things in the spirit realm. Thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding. You've given us ears to hear and eyes to see. Lord, show us why you're showing these things that we get to see, nobody else sees. Jesus, we know that you saw what the Father was doing. That's what you did. So show us individually how you saw what the Father was doing so that we can do the works that you did in greater works. Jesus, help us to discipline ourselves to say what the Father said, just like you. Holy Spirit, as we surrender our mouth, lips, and tongue to you, that as we pray in the Spirit, we know that these prayers are being answered every time. We thank you for the anointing that's upon our lives. Thank you for the gifts and talents and abilities you've given each of us to go bless others around the world. Father, I just thank you that you are going to give each of your beloved sleep tonight. And I thank you, Father, that as we lay down to sleep tonight, we're not going to be afraid. But when we lay down to sleep, our sleep will be sweet. In Jesus' name. Amen.